Hey, everyone. As we finish out this week's show, we are opening up our inbox, and I have got Joshua Rogers with us, of course, a Boundless alum. He hasn't been around here for a while, but also Fox News opinion columnist. So that might be why. Joshua, welcome.
Good to be here, Lisa.
Yeah, great to have you. Good to see you again here in the new year, a couple months in. Well, we have got, this is kind of one of those age-old questions from a guy, and he needs some advice from you. I know you answered this in a way when you were at our Pursuit conference a couple years ago, but always some new insights, I'm sure, available on this. So this guy is saying, how do I stop the cycle of being rejected by girls? I'm 29, live on my own, am an IT pro. No, I don't wear glasses or braces. And I serve in the worship team at my church. I somehow cannot get past being rejected by the ladies in my acquaintance. I've asked out friends I've known for a while, relative strangers, been set up by friends and relatives, asked girls out over text, in person, and none of it ever works. I have a penchant for overanalyzing these things, but I can't figure it out. I know I'm not totally socially inept because there are people who vouch for my dateability who also can't figure this out with me. Help.
Okay. So first of all, I think the most important thing to say is what I've said to other guys who write emails like this and explain all they're doing to try to make this happen, and that is, way to go. You're trying. I really respect that. There are guys who sit on their hands at home binge-watching Netflix and eating Cheetos, and this apparently isn't that guy. You know, he's involved in his church. He's trying, he's texting, he's going on blind dates. Getting that out of the way, I will say that, you know, maybe there are a handful of things that could be going on here. I would first ask, wherever you live, is the ratio of men to women off-kilter, particularly Christian women? Because that's definitely a case in Washington, D.C., where I am. It's in favor of the men, and there are many more Christian women. Now, the second thing I would ask is, you mentioned a lot of things you're doing, but you don't mention online dating. Frankly, it's not my thing. I did it for 1 month when I was single. It just didn't work for me, but, you know, especially depending on, you know, if there's not a lot of women that you're interested in, maybe you just need help finding someone who's more compatible with you. And then I would say, who are these people that can vouch for you? I mean, that's a very general statement. I mean, is it grandma? Is it your mom? Are these people who are just trying to be polite? You know, if you want to find out, I would encourage you to go to boundless.org and check out an article I wrote called The Reason You're Not Married May Be Looking You in the Mirror. And that brings me to my last point. There is something missing here. I don't know what it is, but it's something you don't know. And I think it's important for you to do a self-assessment. And I'm not talking about with your mom. You need to sit down with some kind of mentor or a friend, someone who's not afraid to be honest, and ask a series of questions like, is there anything you find unpleasant about being on the other side of me? There are a lot of other questions you can find in that article, but there's something you don't know. And I would encourage you to talk to other people to try to figure that out.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, you mentioned online and, of course, in reading his thing about being an IT pro, I think I read something not too long ago that, like, engineers and IT guys are much more successful online because they can kind of start with a slow burn. They don't have to be Mr. Suave. They don't have to be Mr. Extrovert. They don't have to. So they have a chance to kind of put their best foot forward and do it at a slower pace and not quite the, you know, in-person kind of competitive nature of, I guess, hitting a different, you know, singles group scene or something. So I think that's something to consider in tandem with, like you said, Joshua, probably getting some people who really are going to tell him, you know, maybe a couple things that he doesn't want to hear, but would ultimately be good in the long run.
But it doesn't sound like that is a problem. And he's at church. He's on the worship team. He's asking people. There's no slow burn going on. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. But, I mean, definitely. I mean, would you agree there's got to be some missing piece here we're not getting in the question?
Yeah, it seems, yeah, without knowing him, without being like, hey, yeah, what would I say if I were sitting across a table from him? It is kind of hard to say. But that's why I think it really is, you know, take a bunch of people from different walks of life, you know, maybe a coworker, maybe a couple people from church, peers and other folks. It's so hard. I mean, it just bums me out even in the church that we just want to make people feel good without being really honest with them. And it's kind of crippling, you know, some people that really would benefit from some great wisdom and, you know, direction kind of in that way.
One last thing I want to say, though, Lisa, to whoever you are listening to this broadcast, don't give up. Just keep trying. And that's the thing I appreciate the most. Coming back to it, you are trying. Don't give up. I mean, you eventually are going to find some success, especially if you are asking people to speak into your life.
Yeah, good point. I always like to say, too, you know, it's not like if God wants you married, dude, he's going to get you married. And he's not sitting up there wringing his hands going, there's only one person in the world I don't know what to do about, and that's you. You know, he will provide the wisdom and the maybe the kick in the pants or whatever else you need to get going. But be encouraged. Yeah, exactly. So. Well, thank you so much, Joshua, for helping us out with this question. Folks out there, you can find out more about Joshua and what he's up to at joshuarogers.com. Meanwhile, we are done with this week's show. I want to remind you all, and Joshua could probably attest to this, that we exist because of the financial support of friends like you. And, you know, it's just kind of how we put good content out there and how we put on events and do other things for Boundless that's really not being done by anyone else in the single sphere. So we would love for you to hop over to boundless.org. If you're on a desktop, you can just click on the donate button, or on mobile, just hit the drop down. You'll see donate right there and give us a gift, whether it's a one-time gift. There are recurring options for gifts. We would love for you to be part of the Boundless team in giving us your support here in the new year. So that is it for this week's show. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.